I'm going to have Brian and Amber, is it both of you or just one of you? Amber's going to come up and talk for a few minutes about a ministry that we started a while ago that we're reintroducing called Safe Families for Children. And I'm telling you this because it's directly related to what justice in the Bible is. This is a perfect example of how to live out what I'm about to teach you from the Bible. So this is like the illustration. And Brian will tell you more, but the table on the back is going to help us dive into this ministry after we're done today.
Morning, everybody.
Morning, Brian.
So I want to start off with, I want you guys to imagine this with me. Imagine that you're a single parent, and maybe you just moved here, you don't have any family in the area, you're living kind of isolated. You're working paycheck to paycheck, and just barely covering the bills. You know, you got enough to make it this week, and that's about it. And you get a medical diagnosis that's going to prohibit you from working. It's going to require surgery. You're going to be off your feet for a month. And you have three kids. What do you do with your three kids? You don't have any support. And through Safe Families for Children, we as a church, I could hear me. We as a church can come we can come alongside those families and support and love them. When a parent in that place who's struggling comes to Safe Families does an interview with them. They find out what their needs are. They might recommend services or point them in a direction where they can get help. And then they reach out to volunteer teams in churches in the area to ask to help care for their kids. So those teams are made up of a lot of people. There's a ministry lead. This is where my wife is supposed to talk.
My turn. So I want to talk about what the volunteer teams are made of, but I want to put a little bit of a face to it because Vanita, are you in the room? Darling is back there at the very back. She was telling me a story about how a friend of hers used Safe Families to keep her family together. So she can fill in the gaps of her friend's story if you want to talk to her afterwards, but I'll kind of highlight how things worked for her friend. So her friend was having a hard time. She needed to enter a rehab. She needed to go into recovery, and she has three kids. This was a couple years ago. She had a baby and maybe a toddler and maybe a seven-year-old. And she, Vanita, volunteered to take her kids, but it was really hard as an already single mom with a kiddo and no place for the kids to play, not a lot of stuff for the kids to do in her home. It was really uncomfortable and really hard for them. So Vanita encouraged her friend to reach out to Safe Families for Children, and she did. And Safe Families contacted the ministry lead in the area. So a ministry lead is a person who takes control of like the administrative side of things. So they're going to keep track of who has volunteered, if any families are taking care of kids. And the ministry lead helped connect the family in need with a family who could host the kids. So mom was okay, but she didn't have a place for her kids to go. Her kids had already been removed from her and were in foster care once before. And if you know anything about the foster care system, two strikes and you're out, basically. So her kids would have been removed from her again, and she probably would not have been able to reunify with them because they already had a history. So the host family stepped in to take care of her three kids while she did this recovery program. So a host family is a family unit. It could be a single person, but somebody who's willing to bring children into their home for a certain amount of time. That time could be a weekend, one night, it could be 3 months. It's up to the host family to decide. So the host family took the kids in, and the mom's extended family was able to have contact with the kids on the weekends. They took them for sleepovers, I think, and stayed connected with the kids. The kids were not traumatized. They didn't have to go to like a holding center and wait for foster parents. They didn't have to do any of that. There was no social worker to come. It was a good thing. And so a family coach is someone who comes alongside the host families and the parent in need and makes sure that they have everything, every support that they need. They might steer the parents towards more services. They might check in and just see how they are emotionally, be willing to listen, be willing to pray, and do the same thing for the host family. Because we won't lie, it's not easy to take care of somebody else's kids, but it's totally possible with this community of support. So lastly is the family friends. And I see a lot of friendly faces out here. I think you all can be called friends. Family friends are the people who help take care of the needs of the host family while the kids are in their home. So that's like bringing a meal, buying diapers. We wouldn't ask a host family to do this all alone. We would rally around them and say, well, I can't host a kid, but I can take them to school in the morning, or I can take them to their soccer practice, or whatever it is. I can watch your kids, babysit. I think you're gonna give us more details on that. So we are doing this. Grace Vineyard is doing this. So that means that you're doing this, right? We're gonna be partnering with Safe Families with your help. With your help, we can minister to friends, maybe your friends who need help with their kids. With your help, we can minister to our community, but if you don't volunteer, then we can't.
So we've heard a lot of reasons why people feel hesitant or fearful of getting involved. A lot of you guys feel unable. Maybe you don't have the money to do this. You say, I don't have the money to buy diapers, but I'm going to challenge you. If you skip a meal out or skip your Starbucks, can you afford to buy a meal for that family? Sometimes we hear you don't have time. We understand. We don't have a lot of time either. But could you cut 30 minutes out of watching TV to watch kids for 30 minutes while mom prepares a meal? And I know a lot of you say, I can't take care of kids long term. I work. I do a lot of stuff. I have a lot of things going on. I can't do that. But if you have a couch and you have one night that someone can sleep on it, you can host someone. The requirement is as much as you have. Whatever God's called you to give, that's the requirement. And no more. You can't give more than what God's equipped you to give. So whatever you have is what you're being called into. It might not be this ministry. I'm open to that you serve in another way. But don't hold back because you don't have. God's given you stuff to give. If you have been comforted, God's given you the ability to comfort. So step into that. Matt, could we show the slides now? I want to show you guys. So when there's a need, Safe Families puts together an email, and they put out the email. And the emails look like this. We usually get maybe one or two, maybe three of these a day. We haven't been able to host for a couple of years, but we're still getting the emails, so we know what's going on. We're still praying for these. So you guys can read this. There's a 5 and 3-year-old girl that needed hosted, and mom didn't want them sleeping on the street with them. Can you show the next slide, Matt? So this is the same 5 and 3-year-old girl. A family stepped up and said, we have a place for them to sleep. We can take care of them, and we can get them to school. But we need help with childcare during the day. I assume they work from that schedule, and they need help. So as a church family, as a community, it doesn't just have to be here. There's people in the area. This family hosted the kids and said, then we need help on these days. So they put out another email and said, hey, we need help to fill in these days. You guys don't even have to have a couch for them to sleep on. If you have an afternoon that you're available, you can help. You can be involved. So if you sign up, you get to know about these needs. And when you're free, you get to fill these needs. That's how it works. Can we do the next slide, Matt? This is fairly simple. Can you watch somebody's kids for the weekend? The babysitter is stuck because of a hurricane, and she didn't know what to do with her kids. We can come in and help. It's that simple. It's not complicated. All you got to do is say yes, and then you know what the need is. And when you can say yes to that need, you step in and you support somebody. It's really simple, and it's really profound, the effect that we can have on people in our community who are living isolated. So if God is putting this on your heart to host kids, do it. Getting involved with people's brokenness is difficult. But if you're avoiding getting involved in people's brokenness, I want you to consider what Christ did for us. He got involved in our brokenness. He didn't have to come. He didn't have to step into that. He got involved in our brokenness for our healing.
Okay, so one last thing about Vanita's story is that mom and kids are together and thriving, and it was like the most beautiful thing ever for her family. I think a lot of you probably have seen what my family looks like. We have four kids, and we're in the process of adopting our four-year-old. You may not have known that, but you might have noticed that one of these does not look like the other. She has dark hair, and the rest of them are very blonde. And anyhow, I don't want you guys to look at our family and say, well, that's their thing. I feel like maybe some people might look at us and go, we have some kind of special gift at parenting. I'm just a girl. I'm just a girl said yes to God, and I'm obedient as much as I can be, and he tells me when I'm not. and challenges me and says, we said yes, we need to keep saying yes. And so that's kind of what I'm doing, guys. I'm just putting one foot in front of the other. I did not know what it was going to look like when we said yes to our four-year-old. She was two at the time. But God is using us to redeem her life, and he's using her to refine me and to refine all of us. So anyway, I don't want you to look at our family and say, this is not my thing, guys. I'm saying from myself, this is not my thing. It's God's thing. And he will make it your thing if you're willing. So, we're not promising that this will be easy, but it's very well worth it. Right? Right. So we would really love to see a lot of host families raised up in Grace Vineyard so that we can have a thriving Safe Families for Children ministry here. And we understand that that takes time, but be bold. Brian mentioned all those examples. You're not going to get the examples unless you sign up. You don't have to say yes to each one, but sign up so you know what's happening, so that when something comes across your email, you can say, oh, I can do that one, and then you're ready to roll. Safe Families will give you training. Safe Families will help you, equip you for what you are going to need for this journey. So we want Grace Vineyard to have our own host families, but if we don't right away, we also have an opportunity to support host families in other local churches. Through the Family Friends program. So I wanted to also thank Alyssa for being here from Safe Families and her husband, Derek. They're here with us today away from their own home church family, so we really appreciate the time that they're taking. And Alyssa is going to make herself available at that table, and myself and Brian as well, as long as we can, to answer questions. So if something gets sparked in you this morning, and after Ron's finished teaching, I'm sure he's going to give us some relevant information that will go right along with what we're introducing you to. But we're here. Today is a great day to ask all your questions. And don't be shy about asking a silly question, because there are no silly questions. So thank you for listening.
If you're ready, if you say, this is what I'm going to do, we can sign up today too. And we'll help you walk through the application and make it simple. Right now, as Ron's speaking, if God's moving on your heart, if you're called into this, don't just sit in your seat. At least come up and talk and say, hey, if you have, come engage.
If I sign up today, am I committed for the rest of my life? I just signed my life away.
You can never get out. All your possessions will be turned over. No, what you sign up for is to receive the email.
Okay, I can do that.
You get the email.
I receive training.
You receive training. You'll be part of the team. And when you sign up, all you're saying is, I'm considering being available if this works in my life. And you're helping people who are right down the street. I shared last week there was people living in the Oceanside Transit Center and they needed someone to watch their two-year-old. That's reality. That's going on day in, day out. There's people struggling all around us, and we can help carry them.
Amen. Thank you.